The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFAR Radio. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call in for a question or a comment or want to discuss things with our guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, it's 20 below. It's December 15th. We're having an event tomorrow night, and I have two incredible people that are putting on Fairbanks' Christmas event tomorrow night. Liz, Lisa, introduce yourselves and what you do and who you are.
So Lisa Slava with the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation is their military project manager. I'm excited to be participating in the Winter Solstice Festival this year with Moose on the Loose.
And I'm Liv Rodriguez, and I own Golden Heart Consulting, which is a downtown-centric consulting firm that focuses on downtown betterment.
And you come together, mm-hmm. and you put together one heck of an event tomorrow night.
Yep.
But it's sort of like a culmination mm-hmm. of items that have been going on through the week, if not longer.
Definitely, yeah. And there's so many fantastic groups that are involved in it. It's FEDC, Golden Heart Consulting, the Downtown Association, the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitors Center, and then Fairbanks North Star Borough's Parks and Rec Department. So the Winter Solstice Festival really is so much work from so many different entities that don't normally work together, but this is a really special project where in the past we've seen these events have been happening around the same time of year. So last year was our first year kind of gathering all of those events, bringing them together and kind of branding them and rolling them out under one umbrella, which has been successful and helped grow all of the individual events by coming together as a group.
My first email this morning was all about you guys.
We're stars.
From Public Works, you know, getting it all ready to go.
The real MVPs of the winter season.
Yes. The snow removed, sidewalks open, everything like that, and they're going to knock it out for you.
Hey, we're excited to have that because we are going to have so much going on in Golden Heart Plaza tomorrow evening between having hot chocolate, having the fireworks, having the winter lights walk through Griffin Park.
Photo opportunities with a reindeer.
Yes. And an elf.
Is the elf on the shelf?
No, he is in the plaza, and the reindeer's name is Puma, and he is a sweetheart.
Now, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to start all over because I did not have one button going and we just came on live.
It's okay.
So, okay.
Round two.
Fairbanks, welcome to KFAR Radio. David on the mic, and there's, you know, I would like to say that the North Korean equipment that Perry Wallach gives me is what causes this, but no. There's one button way over here on the side, and I didn't hit it. So we are talking about the event tomorrow.
Yes.
The Winter Solstice Festival.
And your name is?
This is Olivia Dowling, and I'm the owner of Golden Heart Consulting.
And Lisa Slaba with the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation.
So back to the beginning. Oh, man.
Where it all began.
Fairbanks, I apologize. And the general manager, Perry Wallach, came in here, and I knew what was wrong. He didn't have to say anything. I knew it was wrong. And, but, you know,
Friday. It's okay.
Maybe I was testing upper management.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. And their response time was pretty good.
Yeah, to say, come into the room you put me in, this purple padded room. It was North Korean equipment.
Love it.
Hey, there's your problem for the day, right?
Yes.
Problem corner.
And I'm in the corner. So
yep. Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
there you are.
You know, I'm going to remember that. But tomorrow night, what are we doing?
We are doing the Winter Solstice Festival. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of great entities coming together. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, the Downtown Association, Morris Thompson Cultural and Events Center, and then the Fairbanks North Shore Borough Parks and Rec.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, we noticed that all of these individual entities were hosting events, and they were all happening around the same time, sometimes even over the same weekend. So we started a partnership between these guys and they don't normally work together, but for the Winter Solstice Festival, they do work together. It's a very special project. It's all community-focused, and through this partnership between, as Lisa said, the Borough, Parks and Rec, FEDC, the Morris Thompson, and the Downtown Association, we've been able to help kind of bundle all of their events into one fantastic weekend, which has helped each of their events grow over the last 2 years of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
These individual events have been going on for way longer than 2 years. Mm-hmm. I think the Downtown Association has been doing the fireworks for almost 20 years,
yeah,
I feel like. Yeah.
We don't have it on the 4th of July.
Right.
Well, what do you look at it is, you know,
the sun.
The sound.
That looks good, yeah. But you have it tomorrow night, and then you have the university that does it.
Yeah, and the City of North Pole does fireworks, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Eielson does their own fireworks season. Yeah.
It is the
month of fireworks.
So what time? 8 o'clock is when the fireworks are tomorrow.
Correct.
Promptly at 8. David from the Downtown Association said at 8 o'clock, not 8:01, not 7:59, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, friendly reminder, if you do live in the downtown area, if you have dogs, just make sure that they're happy and inside for the fireworks, too, promptly at 8.
Yeah, mine, you know, I live in the downtown area, and mine, he gets a little bit scared. So, you know, what I do is I give him lots of treats when I get home to, you know, I think he knows the drill,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks that, you know, if he starts getting, you know, stir crazy or shows me that he's afraid, I'll give him treats so he mellows out.
Mm. Maybe he's trained you.
He has trained me. He has trained me. But
fun. Great.
8 o'clock starts this, but that's only the start of the fireworks.
Yeah, so we actually have stuff going on throughout the day. So Moose on the Loose, it's our small business scavenger hunt. It's actually going on all day. We have over 30 businesses participating, and you can stop at a select businesses like Morris Thompson or Toy Quest, the Ascension Rock Club, or the Great Alaska Bowl Company. You can stop there, get a passport, and you'll get a stamp at each place that you go to that's on our list. And that ultimately puts your name in a drawing for a grand prize from the Great Alaska Bowl Company, but also for prizes from all of the participating businesses.
Now, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, from my standpoint, as procrastinators of Christmas
present
acquisition.
This is the time.
This is your passport to fix it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Passport to fix it. I think that's great. I mean, we really want to encourage people to shop in our local businesses. Mm-hmm. One, it encourages people to shop local.
Yeah.
It encourages encourages you to find a business you may have not known about otherwise, that maybe you're not going to buy something today, but you're like, oh man, I know someone who likes to rock climb. Let me get them a gift certificate and go back, or, you know, whatever that case might be. It really encourages you to look around town and see what we've got.
And I feel like in Fairbanks, there's so many new businesses that open up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even from last year, we have businesses on the Moose on the Loose passport that didn't exist last year. So it's a great time to find new favorites.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we have a lot of returning ones for that matter, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Great Alaskan Bowl Company has been doing Moose on the Loose for years, and so we're excited to have them.
You know, the one that I really miss, the one store that I really miss?
Uh-oh, what is it?
Downtown Fairbanks.
I miss If Only. If Only it was here.
If Only it came back.
Yeah, I agree. And that building there, the Nearland building, is one of my favorites in Fairbanks.
Yep.
So, I long for If Only as well.
With that thought, we're going to take a commercial break. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. Every year, Fairbanks Nissan becomes home base for Santa's Helpers Alaska. Santa's Helpers brings Christmas to hundreds of families in need in our community each Christmas season, and we want you to join us in supporting them. You can be one of Santa's Helpers this Christmas by donating unopened toys, gift cards, or books. Monetary donations are needed to help purchase food for each family, and volunteers are needed to help sort and bag gifts. Businesses that want to help can sponsor food boxes for a family for just $150. You can nominate, volunteer, or give by coming to Fairbanks Nissan in South Cushman or online at santashelpersalaska.com. That's santashelpersalaska.com.
Shop the 12 Days of Christmas deals now at the Woolly Rhino. 12 days of store-wide savings. Visit and save 30% off on featured brands. You'll see a new deal every day. Save on socks. Buy two, receive the third pair free. Save on brands you love. Outdoor and casual wear that keeps you warm and looking terrific. Visit, explore the Woolly Rhino. Now you're ready for anything.
quality, style, and warmth. It's Woolly Rhino.
The 12 Days of Christmas Deals ends December 24th.
When Bridgestone invented Blizzak studless snow tires, they revolutionized winter driving forever with positive acceleration and controlled turning and braking on snow and ice. Now Blizzak snow tires are the most imitated winter tire on the road. Go figure. Get a grip on winter. Buy your Blizzak snow tires at GCR Tires and Service. Fear no icy street or snowy highway. You'll love your Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires. GCR Tires and Service, the tire guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 9 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow likely, lows level off around 10 below. About an inch of snow today through tonight. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We are broadcasting at this moment. The right button is there.
Good.
I don't see Perry Wally, general manager, hovering outside the window. He didn't even have to open up the door. I knew what it was. We had that Vulcan mind meld.
Yes.
And Fairbanks, I do apologize. I do apologize. So, anyway, there's a bazaar going on right now.
Yeah, so actually it just opened at 11
yep.
Over at Morris Thompson Culture and Visitor Center. So there's some great vendors over there today. You can anywhere from just, you know, general crafts to native-made crafts to kind of whatever your heart's content to get some of those homemade gifts that you can't find anywhere else.
And if you haven't been to the Morris Thompson Center in a while, you should definitely go check it out. It's always so refreshing every time it's been a long time since I've been in to go back in and just, like, be in awe that our community has such a great space to host things like these bazaars and to have, like, the seasonal diorama that you can mm-hmm. walk through. It really is beautiful. So if you're local and you haven't been to the visitor center in a while, go check it out. And the bazaar is the perfect reason to go down there.
You know, any building that has Bob Ely and Tawny Klukas in it, mm-hmm. It's a fantastic building. And Jerry is in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Scott's in there.
Oh, yeah. Explore Fairbanks.
Yeah. I mean, any building that has that in there is a fantastic building to go visit. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It's always a refreshing, honestly, I feel like. One, it's always welcoming, whether you're talking to the people over there at the applic office, you're talking
Park
to Explore Service. Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're always bright and cheery and... It's always nice. And you might actually be able to go enjoy some summertime while you're in there, like you said, walking through the Four Seasons.
They're very good about representing the Fairbanks spirit.
Yes. I was going to say that. Like, buildings with such special people in there yeah. that are so welcoming really are the heartbeat of Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good for visitors and locals alike to see that.
So if you were going to buy something at a bazaar, Lisa, what would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's a very open-ended question.
It really is. I mean, I always got to be looking for something specific, but I like woodcrafts generally.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I look for like hair bows for my aww. Daughter or like special made funny t-shirts because I always like a good graphic t-shirt. But you know, looking at some of the native crafts that I've seen, they're just gorgeous that I'm not sure I could ever make up my mind because I'm like, one, I don't wear earrings, but mm-hmm. I would buy some just to have some.
You know, about 3 weeks ago at the Shoppers Forum, they had this bazaar, and one half of it was for firearms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other half was for, you know, foods and handmade crafts and mm-hmm. everything. And it was the best of both worlds for me. I mean, it was literally...
Every Alaskan's dream.
Van Halen, best of both worlds.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I'm buying chocolate, and I bought an Ithaca 12-gauge slug gun with a rifled barrel, and I'd been looking for that gun for 30 years.
Oh, dang,
and I
man.
Found it, and there it was. Like, oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Christmas miracle.
Yeah, so I'm buying cookies.
Don't shoot your eye
fudge,
out.
Fudge.
Yeah.
and slug guns.
The dream.
Yeah, that's a Fairbanks bazaar.
Yeah.
Boy, was that bizarre.
Yeah, I was going to say Fairbanks does put the bazaar in bazaar.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, tomorrow night, what time does the hot chocolate come out at?
The hot chocolate, sponsored by Riley Bodyfelt, is coming out at 5:30, and that goes until 8. So it kind of mirrors the time of the reindeer, except we have to put the reindeer away a little bit before 8 because we definitely don't want to scare him with the fireworks.
Yeah.
That is true. And where will the reindeer be located at?
The reindeer... Puma and his handler will be located in Golden Heart Plaza, on the river side of the plaza.
So you have a reindeer by the name of Puma.
Yep, I know. I was hoping for, you know, Rudolph.
No,
Quicksand,
you're in
Puma.
Fairbanks. You're in Fairbanks.
I hope it's a fast reindeer, though, with that name Puma. Like, you better run fast.
Maybe his brother's named Nike.
I was thinking of
Adidas?
A bad-to-the-bone reindeer. Yeah. Puma.
There you go.
And Nike, you're on the shelf today. You're the elf on the shelf.
And we'll talk about you later, Adidas. You never know.
And so, you know, and Fairbanks, great photo opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, think about it. You, your family, your loved ones, your friends. That's a great Christmas photo.
Yeah, and actually we're super excited because Explore Fairbanks is sponsoring those photos for us this year. And so it really captures like what Fairbanks is between the snow, the river, the tourists, the Golden Heart Plaza, all the things that is like...
The 3.5 hours of sunlight per day.
Well, exactly. The darkness of the photo makes it's authentic.
The darkness, but the spirits of Fairbanks.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you haven't walked through Golden Heart Plaza, it is gorgeous over there right now with all the lights and the decorations. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Festival Fairbanks did a great job decorating this year, and we're super grateful because they did that a lot earlier in the year. But come this time of year where everyone is outside for the Winter Solstice Festival, it just really makes it look gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to give a shout-out to Festival Fairbanks. You know, as mayor, the way they step up and they take care of that park. And... And again, this year, fantastic operations down there throughout the summer, throughout the fall, coming into the winter, this event. You know, it's their time to shine, and I hope everyone realizes how special that park is.
Oh, yeah.
And they take care of it very well. Julie Jones, you're number one.
Yes, and we're appreciative of them letting us use that space.
Yeah.
Just like you said, it's a great area, and so by them allowing us to use that space for this event means a lot to us because without it, you know, it makes it hard for people to get out and view the fireworks that the Downtown Association is putting on with our returning sponsor of Alyeska. And so it's great to be able to have that perfect viewing location right there.
Yes.
Yeah, and with our traffic control plan this year, we do not have to close the Cushman Street Bridge. So the bridge is a great place to watch it, too, this year. I've seen people park.
That was fun last year, closing down the bridge.
Oh, man.
Now, that's what a mayor really likes to sign off on, closing a bridge.
Oh, no. Right before the holidays,
I feel so empowered. Everyone's going to hate me. But everyone's going to be on that bridge and liking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And this year... You don't have to close the bridge because you got plenty of space.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really did some reworking on our plan this year, and we're moving the fireworks. You would never even notice it if you didn't know, but we're moving the fireworks ever so slightly to away from the bridge so that our blast zone doesn't include it. But I think that's going to make a world of difference for sure.
Now, Fairbanks, what did she just say? Our blast zone.
I know.
Well, how often do you hear blast zone?
Lisa and I have very fun jobs.
A descriptive adjective, we have a blast zone.
Yes. Well, you never know. We want to be careful, of course. So we just ask people, do respect the blast zone and do not try to go into the blast zone unless you're explicitly invited.
Yeah, so we're really asking to make sure people stay off the river ice.
Yeah.
For their safety of just the ice in general, but also because of the blast zone. We don't want people down there in that area so that we
let
can
the professionals
keep,
be the professionals.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
And keep then your dogs away.
Yeah, well, please keep your dogs inside. And then I think the walking bridge, are we closing the walking bridge?
I believe so.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just want people to be safe and enjoy a fun evening.
And the way where this is going to be, you can see it.
Yeah.
And so from so many locations.
Oh, yeah.
It's so central.
So don't worry about getting on that bridge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And watch it from the Cushman Street Bridge.
Yeah, watch it from the Cushman Street Bridge. Just
or the
line.
Bryant Street Bridge.
Yeah, or if you live in the hills, from your couch.
Yeah.
You know, you can see. Yeah, the best of both worlds right there for sure.
I mean, we want you to not watch it from your couch in the hills. We'd really like for you to come down and join with us, but we get it.
But the weather's supposed to be warmer tomorrow.
Are you live streaming it?
I don't know.
I was going to say, then you can watch it from your couch.
I know. I think our team was a little torn on whether we should do a live stream or not. Because on one hand, people will sit at home and watch live stream, which is great. But on the other hand, if they're like, oh, I'll just watch the live stream instead of coming down, we definitely want people to come down.
You know, I have a feeling it will be videoed.
Yes, I have a feeling too. And there's something about fireworks that no photo or video can really do it justice. It's the moment, you know.
Exactly,
so.
And the noise.
Yeah, the noise. Boom. Yeah, how would? Yes, I agree. You and I are on the same page.
Yeah, you're near a blast zone.
Yeah,
you can't hear it.
You could be on the border of the blast zone on the other side of the.
We have,
on the positive side.
You know, on one day of the year, downtown Fairbanks has a blast zone.
Yes, and I mean, hey, that sounds really nice to me. And also for the fireworks this year, we're doing a 15-minute show.
Okay.
Yeah, which is perfect. Because you get to go get a cup of hot chocolate, watch the fireworks, and then go back and see your favorite local business.
Hit the restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Have an appetizer. Have dinner.
And if you're eating dinner in one of those downtown restaurants, we're encouraging you to come outside during the show.
Exactly.
Watch it, and then go back and finish your dinner. So just come out for 15 minutes, watch it, go back, finish your dinner, tip your waiter, waitress nicely, and go on.
You know, before you got here, I did a taping of Fairbanks Foodies.
Oh, yeah.
And the first half of the show is all about tomorrow night, downtown Fairbanks.
We love that.
You know, what you're doing. I did not bring in a blast zone. I brought in fireworks.
But we're keeping it live here.
Yeah, but I also talked about restaurants. You know, you have the soba.
That's so good.
Yeah, you have the El Dorado.
I have my favorite. There.
What? Oh, girl. Yeah. It is a hidden gem.
I guess we need to go get one.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe that's where we're going to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You have the creperie?
Yes. Yes.
You got Bobby's?
Bobby's? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the coffee shops downtown.
Oh, yeah.
During the day. Yeah.
You have LaBelle's?
Yep.
All right there where you can come down either before or after and have a great time or before and after.
Exactly. Yeah.
This festival kind of gives me, like, that First Friday energy where, like, if you don't know what First Friday is and you've never been out on the First Friday of the month and you're like, wow, this place is packed. Like, I have never seen anything like that. So the Winter Solstice Festival is a great opportunity to have that First Friday energy around the solstice, which I think is really important to Fairbanks.
And it's neat. It's all around 2nd Avenue, 1st Avenue, and 3rd Avenue.
Exactly.
And the items on there. And the El Dorado and the creperie have entrances on both 2nd and 3rd Avenue.
Yeah.
So does the co-op building.
And on Thai, right?
Yeah.
On 3rd and 4th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you take a look at it and you say, this is a great synergy area to have this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the Moose and the Loose Passport, all of the downtown ones, there you could go hit all of them on your feet, like walking.
Because it is going to be nice tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
You know, hey,
at least warmer.
15 below, we do that with ease in December. We're Fairbanks. Come on, Lisa, you got to suck it up.
I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
Yes.
Get the proper attitude.
And if you remember last year during the Winter Solstice Festival, our inaugural one, it was quite cold.
It was.
I want to say it was 30 below, but people have said, no, it was 25. Well, it felt 30 below.
Well, it felt 30 below.
Yeah. But, you know, we had a very long fireworks show. I think it was 18 minutes then.
Yeah.
The cold definitely showed after a while. So
so we're excited to have, like, the hot chocolate, because then that's kind of a little, keep your fingers warm, enjoy a good sip to get down
through. If you have kids with you, here you go.
Yeah.
Plus, you get your hot chocolate from Riley Bodyfell, and if you haven't met her, you are in for a treat bigger than any hot chocolate. She is just a gem.
Just describe her.
She, a Golden Heart girly, for sure. She loves Fairbanks to her core, and she always tries her best to help with these community events, too. So she's sponsored the Midnight Sun Festival, the Winter Solstice Festival. I know she's sponsored Trick or Treat Town with the Borough and Pioneer Park, so definitely invested in the community, and she's going to be there in person to be handing out this hot chocolate. So
yeah, I'd say she lives and breathes Fairbanks through and through. Like,
she's a Fairbankson.
Yeah, Fairbanks, she's a gym. She is a gym for people to meet.
Fairbanks, yes. We are going to take a commercial break. We're going to have some bumper music, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Obviously, that was installed, thank goodness, by Melissa. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We are discussing a potential timetable for scaling back intense combat operations. Fox's Greg Palcott says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is also meeting with Palestinian leaders.
Sullivan met today with the Palestinian Authority President Abbas after sessions with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and others. The National Security Advisor pushing the Biden line to get Israel to shift from intense warfare to something more targeted and safer for Gaza civilians.
Tragedy marring today as well. Israeli military says it mistakenly killed three Israeli hostages. Former First Lady Melania Trump speaking at a naturalization event at the National Archives in Washington, addressing several immigrants.
Reaching the milestone of American citizenship marked the sunrise of certainty.
Now, the former First Lady is a naturalized citizen herself. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports on Wednesday, the Bureau of Land Management held a meeting for public commentary on the Ambler Road Draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement, known as SEIS, sparking a protest. Dozens of people gathered in opposition to the proposed road as those part of the nonprofit Native movement chanted and projected messages like No Ambler Road onto the outside of the Lusac Public Library in Anchorage. Kicking off the meeting, Steve Cohn, the director of Alaska BLM, invited the public who wish to speak or provide comment, calling public input critical in the process. The proposed venture is a 211-mile roadway from the Dalton Highway to the south bank of the Ambler River. BLM's summary of the project and its impacts has uncovered possible threats to the western Arctic caribou herd and a reduction in the fish population. All of the Alaska Native elders who spoke ahead of others were in support of the road, saying the road would create jobs for their people, some of whom struggle to provide for their families.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, Alaskans. It's your representative, Mary Peltola, with season's greetings and good tidings for all. This year proved that when Alaskans work together, big things get done. In D.C., NOAA is reviewing bycatch for the first time in over 10 years, and Alaska's congressional delegation introduced a bill to ban poached seafood imports from Russian trawlers. Back on land, Alaska's delegation secured the Willow Oil Project and more than $200 million to strengthen our rail belt energy grid, creating Alaskan jobs and lower costs. And remember, Alaska's congressional offices can also help you and your family directly, whether you need help with Social Security or veterans benefits, getting a passport, or just dealing with a federal agency. For help, contact my office at 907-921-6575 or visit peltola.house.gov. Happy holidays. I'll keep working to bring big things home for Alaska in 2024. This message is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Samson Hardware here, spreading holiday cheer your way. Get ready for the 10 days of Christmas specials at Samson Hardware on 1990 Phillips Field Road. Swing by every day for a chance to unwrap daily prizes from hand tools to housewares. There's something for everyone. And that's not all. On the 10th day, someone will jingle all the way home with a $120 Samson Hardware gift card. Tis the season for winning, so join us at Samson Hardware and make your Christmas merry and bright.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at midnightsonatvtours.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Lisa with
FEDC.
Fedco,
Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation.
The entity of many names.
Yes. She goes by a little bit. Her name's Olivia.
Yes, a Golden Heart Consulting.
And together, you're doing what?
The Winter Solstice Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the lights on the trees.
Oh, yeah, the Winter Lights Walk. So Fairbanks, North Star Borough Parks and Rec, they've gathered, they've gotten 14 businesses who have donated money went into a pot, and they decorated a tree for the community to walk through Griffin Park, so between Morris Thompson and Golden Heart Plaza, to then vote on those trees. And so you can either cast your vote at Morris Thompson or at Yukon Quest, Alaska, and pick your favorite tree. And then they're going to tally up all those votes, and then they...
announce a winner.
Yeah, announce a winner, and that winner then gets to decide what nonprofit organization they want that money to be donated to.
Yeah, and this year we're super, super happy and very proud to say that we've raised over $6,000 for charity this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So the Winter Solstice Festival not just is fun, not just is free, not just has a variety of events, but it's also charitable and goes back to the community.
Mm-hmm. You know, on Monday we had the Vista Volunteers come to Fairbanks and speak on behalf of what they're doing, and they did a lot of work at the food bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, they're in a meeting with me, and I engage. And I asked them, what did you find most exceptional? What is your favorite thing about Fairbanks? And they said, the people and how much you all in Fairbanks give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, the average Fairbankson is involved with three nonprofits. And then later
on. You know what? Now that you say that, I think about the people I know. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then I corrected them. I corrected myself. And I said, then you have June Rogers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's involved in 30 nonprofits. And she's a jewel of Fairbanks.
The Winter Lights Walk this year is so beautiful. It opened up last Sunday. So it's open every evening, and then all the trees are lit up. But on Saturday is when we're actually doing the voting. So you'll pick up a voting card either at the Morris Thompson or a Yukon Quest, Alaska. Do the walk one more time, and then decide what your favorite tree is. We have a couple of really good ones.
Who are some of the companies or individuals that did trees?
Oh, man. So we've got about 14. And they, if you have not seen those trees...
Do it.
Yes. Go do it. So we've got Pearson Auto, Alaska Local 942, Northrend Bank, R&M Consulting, Alaska Stone and Precast, Kinney Engineering, Fairbanks Central Labor, Midnight Mine, Sipping Streams, Order of the Arrow, Advanced Physical Therapy, Local 375 Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Lifewater Engineering, and Napa Auto Care Group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to make an announcement. The Midnight Mine has a perfect location to view this.
It's in their backyard.
Yeah. I think their tree is actually like right by them, I believe.
Yeah, and it's such a cute tree too. It's Grinch themed.
We're not endorsing them for you to vote for them. We're just telling you it's a nice one.
There are lots of nice ones. For example, the plumbers
can either confirm or deny that they have a tree.
Yes. The plumbers and pipe fitters, I believe it's the plumbers and pipe fitters. They actually installed frozen pipes into their tree to hold their star.
Awesome. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the people have gotten so creative. Mm-hmm. And then I think it is, let's see here, Alaska Stone and Precast. They actually hand cut all of their ornaments out of wood using a CNC machine. And then, do you remember who did the frozen ornaments by chance?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
I want to say it was, I can neither confirm nor deny who did the frozen ornaments, but they are beautiful. They had frozen berries and sprigs of spruce tree in it.
It's something if you're downtown to go take a look at.
Yeah, 100%.
Take 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and it's a beautiful walk from Morris Thompson to Golden Heart Plaza or back. You get to walk by the river. You get to see the trees. You get to just enjoy nature, you know, all the things. And you can see Yukon Quest. You can see Morris Thompson.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about it, Fairbanks. When you're walking along and you're seeing the birch trees and you're seeing the mesh around the bottom of the birch trees, that's to keep the real live beavers off the birch trees.
Yes.
Well, if you're thinking, what's that there for? You know, me and my dog, you know, when it's like 20 above or better, you get outside, we do that walk 4 to 5 times a day.
Oh,
I mean, excuse me, a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful walk. And even in March, you'll see the remnants of this event.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with the trees?
It's great. So
awesome.
So go and look at it now.
Mm-hmm.
When it's at its best.
Especially with the fresh snow that we got, it looks so dreamy. Like, it's like walking through Narnia, and it has the potential to be so quiet and still in Griffin Park where you can still hear the river running, and it is stunning. And it's a great time to take a peaceful moment if you go during the day. And then the evening of Saturday is going to be so lively. There's going to be a lot of people there. So you kind of get to pick how you want to experience the walk too.
Yeah. And I think the recent snowfall really just kind of added to that like Wonderland feeling, to be honest. And it's really, I think, amped up the feeling of like what we're celebrating with the solstice and the darkness now being able to go away.
We made it.
Yeah. And so just being able to see all the beautiful lights, I think, really just adds to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And what's mm-hmm. this event called?
The Winter Solstice Festival.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. It is so interesting to me how Fairbanks seems to run on solstices and equinox, you mm-hmm. know, like no matter which one you're looking at, you know, like there's the equinox run too. And then the Winter Solstice Festival, the Midnight Sun Festival, of course. Mm-hmm.
So. You ever notice how Liz always look at a reason to get out and celebrate and be together?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
I agree. It really is.
And each of those events, you know, both the equinoxes and both solstices signal such change in the natural world around us too.
No, I don't want to get hypocritical, but what's a bigger event day in Fairbanks, 4th of July or solstice?
Oh, that's a silly question, David. You know it's the solstice.
Totally
yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. And we love America.
You have to be careful saying that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to be disrespectful. You know, 4th of July, my mom was born on, so that's my bigger day.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, later on, when I was about 8, I learned, okay, it's our birthday of our nation. So mm-hmm, it's not my mm-hmm. mom's birthday. But solstice, the winter, the June 21st,
mm-hmm.
that week of the midnight sun.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, the downtown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, four streets, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th mm-hmm. Avenue, plus the Golden Heart Plaza, full. You'll have 20,000 people
yep.
come down on that day.
Right. Well, and I think a big difference, too, when you're talking like 4th of July and solstice is 4th of July is celebrating our freedoms, yeah. where the solstice is us celebrate, like coming together as a community, celebrating our, you know, coming together,
where else,
and just the change yeah. and like the excitement of what that change brings.
Where else has a midnight sun?
Mm-hmm.
Anchorage doesn't.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
We do, yeah.
And I was just saying that Fairbanks is definitely one of the most unique communities that you can be a part of and live in.
If you're not on the 65th parallel, you ain't crap.
We love Fairbanks.
Yeah. Yes.
And boy, we experience that in the winter.
Yeah. We earn our midnight sun.
Yes.
That's for sure.
I know. My goodness. 8 o'clock is the magic time frame tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. For the fireworks. Yeah. Yep. 8 on the dot.
On the dot.
15 minutes. Who's putting it on?
The Downtown Association is putting on the fireworks.
Is there a specific company that comes out and does it?
It's the same company that we've used for, or that the Downtown Association has used for multiple years. I'm totally blanking on the name, but it's a pyrotechnician out of Wasilla who comes up every year to put this one on. So he does a fantastic job,
yeah.
And he always coordinates the show so well. There's never a boring moment, and then the finale is always so amazing.
Yeah. And this year, it's not going to be 25 to 30 below.
Yeah.
We're super excited about that.
But even if it is, we're there.
Exactly. Yeah, Fairbanksons. You know, last year, it was so amazing because I was part of the blast zone perimeter people. So keeping people away from
the back in
right here. You're an experienced blast zone perimeter person.
Yes. I think this is my fourth year working on the solstice fireworks. So I feel like a seasoned vet.
I finally met a blast zone person.
Yeah. It's me, unexpectedly. Who knew?
Let's see how the blast zone.
So I was there and looking across it, you know, past the where they were lighting off the fireworks in the Golden Heart Plaza, and it was 30, 25 below. It was so amazing to see so many people filling the plaza. All you could do was see this, like, outline of this huge crowd, and SantaCon was going on that year. So intermixed with all of the people that were bundled up to the nines, there were random Santa Clauses, random reindeer, random elves. So it was quite the sight to see.
There was some personality in there.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Fairbanks personality.
I was going to say, in Fairbanks, there's always personality in there.
You know, if you see Raleigh Johnson running around here right now, he's got a Santa hat that's leopard skin.
Oh, see, Fairbanks personality.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, what do I have on?
You have on a Christmas light tie with Bugs Bunny and the Tasmanian duck.
I was going to say,
Duck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Warner Brothers.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
Daffy.
Yeah. Well, and it's my favorite time of year to...
It has all the Christmas lights on it.
Yes. My favorite time of year to bust out my Christmas earrings, too. Like, I think in our meeting yesterday, I was wearing the wreaths. They're so fun. Yeah. Like, I have a little mini collection that my family's been building. But I think Fairbanks loves to show off in its own way, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this week and all next week, I wear a Christmas tie.
Every I love day. That. I mean, I've actually been Christmas sitting tie. Here like, man, I know who to get a fun tie for.
But do any of your ties sing? You know, like the button?
I used to have one. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And he gives you the noise. battery ran out in there.
Put it through the washer and it one too many times.
I've been wearing Christmas ties for 20 years.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and you know, all of a sudden you say, oh, man, it's my Christmas tie season. Oh,
it's so fun. It breaks it up. And I feel like in when you live somewhere that has such darkness during the winter, it's important to do stuff like that, to look forward to, which was one of the big reasons that all of these individual entities were doing these events, mm-hmm. and by pulling it together to celebrate the solstice and along with holiday shopping too, it just gives people something to look forward to and a reason to connect face to face with the community in a time where you're like, I'm cold, I want to go home and be in my house. You get to actually have an experience out in the public, interacting with people, running into people that you don't see outside of Fred Meyer normally.
Exactly, that's a perfect example.
Yes, the Fred Meyer effect.
Yeah.
Well, and each of them are encouraging something different in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Moose on the Loose is encouraging shopping. You've mm-hmm. got the Downtown Association, which is just encouraging celebration. You've got the Winter Lights Walk, encouraging the outdoors. You've got Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center, encouraging mm-hmm. culture. You know, so there's a lot of different things that, if you don't want to watch the fireworks, which please do, you have other things that you can do from this event that sparks your interest.
Now, I might cause some discord here.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
But I'm good at that. And I enjoy that. But
not you, Mayor.
Liv.
Yeah.
I would say you're a Fred Meyer East person.
Yes, I do live on the east side of town. I had to do the northeast, southwest thing for a second. But yeah, I am an east sider till I die.
We have such a personality on the east side.
I was going to say, I think that's the one I don't shop at.
Oh, yeah. We have disharmony. We're going to have disharmony.
I did an Instagram poll on my Instagram the other day, and it was pretty much 50-50 as far as east or west side, Fred Meyer. But it's true, because I feel like I live and I work right downtown. So that is my logical one to go to. Yeah.
You know, if I ever did a Jerry and Glenner's comedy, I would do a parody on east versus west. You know, and it's so much fun what you could do. You know, like on the east side, you know, you have people, cars are, you know, F-150s and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And over on the west, it's Subarus and Mercedes.
Oh, you're saying it's on the west side.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and on the east side, you know, the music is the river.
Yeah.
You know, and then over on the west side, it's public radio.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Over on the east side, you know, they're trying to make you buy ice cream.
Oh,
and
man.
Over on the west side, they're trying to make you buy, you know, the different what do you call the fish that's raw fish?
Oh, sushi.
Sushi, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they got a great sushi bar over there.
Oh man.
Like, I'm good at catchphrase, but I'm not following you today.
If I ever did a comedy routine, it would be on those two.
That's a really good idea, because there are such big cultural differences between it. But there are certain things that no matter where in the interior you are, you get to come together.
Yeah.
And the Winter Solstice Festival is one of them. Where, you know, last year someone stopped me to ask which direction the Morris Thompson Center, and they said that they had actually traveled from the Lower 48 specifically to come to see the fireworks for the Winter Solstice.
Oh, that's amazing,
right?
And then the commonality between the two of them, every Fairbankson goes through, is every 10 years they're remodeling a store.
Yes.
This one's through west.
Yeah, and keep that over there.
And they're going to be doing it to east.
No.
Yeah,
not my east.
Every 10 years they do it, and you're lost.
Yeah.
And you're pissed.
Well, then you end up buying more in a way.
Exactly.
You see more.
You can't get lost at the Winter Solstice Festival, though.
It's true. We have a map.
Yeah, and you get a lot of good exercise.
Yes.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Take a break from your holiday shopping and enjoy something delicious at your personal oasis. Instead of grabbing for the last toy on the shelf, do what Santa does. Grab the last French fry or onion ring on the plate. Happy holidays from your friends at the Oasis Restaurant and Lounge, 734 University Avenue.
The holidays are a special time here in Fairbanks, and all of us here at Last Frontier Media Active hope you get to celebrate the season with family and friends. Thanks for sharing your days and nights with us and our family of local radio stations. Wishing you happy holidays and a prosperous new year.
Fairbanks, listen up. Affordable Used Cars has purchased over 450 late model vehicles to fill the lot with a great selection to choose from. You can find that vehicle you've been looking for. We have Tacoma TRDs, 4Runner TRDs, Sienna Hybrid all-wheel drives, Bronco Sports, and many more makes and models to choose from. They're arriving daily and won't last long. Hurry in for the best selection before they're all gone. Come downtown to Affordable Used Cars at 2525 South Cushman.
But the Angelus bells are the lifty swell.
bring out all the foggy dough.
Ten and a Herb Company presents the Young Dubliners at the Spur for a special New Year's Eve weekend show. Saturday night, December 30th. Experience the energy. Get ready, Fairbanks, to dance with these Irish rockers. Get your tickets now at aktickets.com. There's a limited amount of VIP tickets available. The Young Dubliners are back for a special New Year's Eve weekend show at the Spur. The Young Dubliners with 9 studio albums kick off New Year's weekend Saturday, December 30th with the high energy of the Young Dubliners. This will be a New Year's weekend to remember. Presented by Tan and Herb Company. Get your tickets now at aktickets.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Snow likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 9 below. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Snow likely 10 below. Chance for snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 2 below. Cloudy. About an inch of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back, and it is my duty
to
call out Lisa.
Uh-oh.
She heard the weather, minus 2 below tomorrow.
No. 10 below with snow.
Two. Say 2.
Yeah. And she was being a wimp.
I was not.
You
I like
being
the
a
snow.
Wimp.
I like the snow. I just don't like cleaning off my car all the time.
Yeah. That's true.
That's probably my biggest thing. I'm like, I love the crunch of the snow up here compared to where I grew up. It's just like, there's just a special crunch that I just can't explain to anybody unless you step on it.
I never looked at weather forecasts as much as I do now when you're mayor because you're looking for snow.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, 2 inches. They promised 2 to 3 inches. And we got 6 to 10.
No,
I want to go herd a weatherman.
Right?
I got a police force.
Well, and then if you don't clear the snow right away, people are going to start tagging you on Facebook.
Yeah. Well,
Mayor Pruce. Yeah. They want you.
Or you look at your car and they think you're, some shop rock.
Yeah.
Because you got all the snow on your car.
Yeah. Almost no houses downtown have a garage.
Yeah,
like, what
I
can
don't.
You do? Yeah,
yeah
I don't have a garage.
Mine was built in 1952.
Yeah.
No garage.
Oh, yeah. And even if there was a garage, it would probably be too small for the car you have now anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to say the house that I bought at the old Pascavan house. Yeah. And so they used to have a garage, but it was way too small for a modern car. So along the way somewhere, someone changed it into the master bedroom. So my husband's a mechanic, and so we literally have like a master bedroom that like is the same layout as a garage in our old house.
I had a house and I sold it to a Macfredo Credit Union, and I took the old garage, and it was the old garage, and I remodeled it, and I made it into a beautiful office. This is a beautiful office.
Yeah, nice.
Because my car couldn't fit in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You hit it right on the head, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old garages are not made for. The
F-250s on the east side.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Or the big Mercedes.
But maybe the Subaru.
Yeah.
Maybe the Subaru.
I wouldn't know. I'd have never driven one.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. So, Lisa.
Yes.
If you're tomorrow, what would your plan be of hitting? You can't hit everything. What are you going to hit?
So, I would say I could hit almost everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I would start by shopping. So we've got some great places that are open first thing in the morning for a Moose on the Loose, and so I'd start there.
Oh, like Marlowe's?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go get some breakfast somewhere. Go find your favorite coffee. And then go hit up some different shops. You know, the Ornamentary's got some great stuff there. I'd probably go over to the Toy Quest. I've got kids. You know, hit up there. Party More, if you haven't heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to throw a New Year's party, go get some supplies from Party More.
Oh, yeah.
I would just kind of hit up some main places and then end in downtown.
Yeah.
Liz, how about you?
So I love Lisa's idea of shopping. If you know me, you know that is very true. So start off with shopping. And then I think I would try to end.
You know, I don't mean to be the sexist one, but I have something totally different.
People love what they love, and I love shopping. So I would start maybe on the west side of Fairbanks, because I mentioned I'm an east sider. So I'd start furthest away, west Fairbanks, then do College or Van Horn Road, and end in downtown. And the reason why I would end in downtown is because I would make my final stop, the bazaar at the Morris Thompson Center, turn in my passport, go from the Morris Thompson Center, do the Winter Lights Walk, and end at Yukon Quest, Alaska, and say hi to Riley and get some hot chocolate, get a picture with a reindeer. And I figure if you spend all morning / early afternoon shopping, you should be ending your day in downtown, like, I would say around 6, so you have time to, like, go and explore, get a drink, go visit a restaurant, and then come back to Golden Heart Plaza by 8 o'clock for the fireworks show.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do
everything. Sounds like Liv and I are going to be carpooling tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do everything.
Now, say you're the lazy male like myself.
All right, so no shopping.
Ooh, okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get downtown about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I'm going to hit the lights.
Yeah,
yes,
perfect time. I'm going to hit all the lights. Then I'm going to meet my goddaughters over at the Midnight Mine because they are connoisseurs of good beer.
Okay, fair.
And boy, do they make good beer there.
Oh yeah, so and their new Humble Roots is going up so fast.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a couple libations there of great crafted beer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to step out on their deck and I'm going to watch all the incredible fireworks. Then I'm going to go get some good food afterwards. Then I'm going to go on the Bobby's.
There you go.
I'm going to go down to Bobby's Saturday night. Friends, the people who put this on, hopefully you're going to join me down there.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. I'll get down there about 8:30.
Yep.
And so I'll be downtown from like 6 to 10.
There you go.
Hey. Sounds like you just did an open invitation to Fairbanks.
From my house, I can walk and do all that.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know, though, just one stop on the Moose and Lily's passport gets you into our drawing for all of our prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Just one stop.
There you go.
And I didn't hear you mention Puma the reindeer at all.
Oh, man, you've got to
get a selfie with
the reindeer.
Puma. I'd get a selfie with Puma. I'm correcting. I'm starting with Puma the reindeer.
Yes.
I'm going to go walk along, look at the lights, come in, hit the Midnight Mine, meet my incredible goddaughters, Jesse and Maggie Desmond, enjoy the fireworks, then walk over to Bobby's and maybe drop in and say hello to Mario over at the El Dorado.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Yeah, say hello there. Walk from 2nd Avenue to 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
And then walk down 3rd Avenue to Bobby's.
Where are you going to see us?
Well, I'll see you.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'll walk home across the Barnett Street Bridge.
There you go.
And I think that you're touching on something that we haven't touched on yet, but the fact that we can do all this stuff almost within walking distance with the shopping extended for Moose the Loose, but downtown has the potential to be our most walkable and most connected community, even in the winter.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a great way to experience that. Mm-hmm. And then, who knows, maybe during Winter Solstice Festival someone will be like, oh, you know, my walk 6 blocks wasn't actually that bad. Maybe they'll start to walk to work if they live and work downtown, too.
When it's 30 below, I don't have a garage, I don't start my car, I walk to work.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people are terrified of that, but also once they do it, they're like, wait, that wasn't that bad, as long as you're out there for a responsible amount of time.
And then what I do is I take a selfie in front of the Key Bank time and temperature, and I put it on Facebook, 32 below. I did that last year, you know, walking, and hey, you know, I'm Lisa. I do not get.
Hey, you know, I hear it's not bad weather, it's bad gear. So as long as you got the right gear, you can do everything you want in Fairbanks.
There you go.
So, trust me, I've got the gear. I just need to get it out more.
And just don't skimp on your socks.
Oh, yeah.
That is the number one thing that I've learned.
Yep.
Wear warm socks tomorrow night while you come watch the fireworks in downtown.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Always good being on the air with you guys.
Yeah.
Always, always, always. And Fairbanks, that's our show for today. Hey, guess what? You're going into the weekend. Enjoy it. Get downtown tomorrow. Enjoy Fairbanks. Enjoy Christmas, because they're bringing it here for you tomorrow.
We'll see you at the Winter Solstice Festival.
See you at the Winter Solstice.
Bye.